Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're catching up with head coach of the Pella Christian football team, Rich Kikmarinski, following a hard-fought game against the Pleasantville Trojans. Unfortunately, going the way of the Trojans, 21-20. Coach, hard-fought game by you guys. I know that after last week, one thing you talk about is the execution. It felt like the execution was a lot better in week two here against Pleasantville.
Oh, I was super proud of our guys. I thought we made strides in every phase. I thought we played our hearts out tonight. We made the decision to go for two. You know, I'm not second guessing that. I think that was the right decision. I felt like we had the hot hand at that particular time. Thought our offensive line was playing really well. I thought we got in. So, you know, it's just one of those games. You know, whoever said this game was a game of inches sure knew what they were talking about. But I was super proud of our guys. I thought we played really well. Had a few breakdowns. Again, we were inside the red zone a couple of times and didn't get any points out of it. But I thought our defense was much improved against a nice Pleasantville offense. And then I thought our offense really – I thought, obviously, that opening drive was a beauty. But then I thought even as the night wore on, our offense just started to kind of click and gel. So I'm super excited about our future on both sides of the ball. Particularly offensively, I think we could be a very nice football team before it's all said and done.
I definitely would agree with that. I got to come back and talk about one key sequence because, you know, they went down, they had those two decent long runs that Bingham had at the quarterback spot and kind of got you guys in a hole, 21-7. Would have been really easy to that point after, you know, last week. You watched the way that Roland Sturer ran the football, the way that Pleasantville was running the football tonight. It could have been very easy to get discouraged, get down and just – kind of shut down a little bit as a team and let mistakes kind of compound. Guys didn't do that tonight. They fought hard through that adversity. We're able to battle all the way back and give yourselves a chance to win this football game.
Yeah, I agree. Agreed. That's why I'm so – again, this loss stings, but it's not it's not defeating to me because I thought we showed everything. I thought we showed the heart of a champion in every phase. Defensively, we got some key stops. Offensively, we drove the ball, scored again, had a chance to win the ball game right when we had, you know, at the end. So I think there's a lot we can build on around this. We made some adjustments this week, and I think they were all good moves. And so, you know, tip my hat to Pleasantville. They got a nice team. I hope they run the table and win their district. But I like my team and excited about our future.
I like your team, too. You talk about making some changes this week. I got to talk about a couple of those guys. Gilbert Flagel, a wide receiver, he became a pretty – he was a guy that you guys looked at early and often on some hitch routes. And as he got more comfortable on the football field, you could kind of tell. He started to make some moves, made some guys miss, made some really nice plays, even scored a touchdown. Bam Bam Weingarten, a new starter on the defensive side of the ball, felt like he made a couple of nice plays from the corner spot as well. Talk about some of those guys who stepped up, and even the re-addition, I should say, of Blake Six at the left tackle spot felt like some really big additions for this squad moving forward.
Yeah, we got some nice free agency pickups this past week. It was really great to have Blake back. He brings not only some experience but also some energy and intensity. So I was really happy to have him back, and he played really well. Ben played really well defensively for just 5 days of practice. And I thought Gilbert's going to be a force for anybody to have to cover. He's big, he's strong, he's got great hands, he's long. So, yeah, I think we have all the makings of a really nice offensive football team. I think we got size. We were missing Elias tonight. I think we'll get Elias back. He was actually moving around pretty well today pregame. So we'll have some big body guys on the outside. Caleb Volk had another nice night on the inside. And then our running game, as you saw tonight, really started to click. So, and Brecken, I think Brecken's really starting to kind of get a feel for what he can do both in the run game and in the passing game. And I think you saw that tonight. So a lot of excitement there. We kind of went with the youth movement on defense tonight, and I think that obviously bore some fruit. We had some growing pains, but I'm excited about our defense. I think our defense will just keep getting better and better and better. And then obviously make some improvements in the kicking game. But like I said, we just got to stick together. We got to keep working And if we do that, we're going to be a real nice football team before it's all said and done.
That's right. Again, we're talking to Rich Kakmarinski, head coach of the Pellet Christian football team, following week two against Pleasantville here. One group that we've highlighted them a little bit, but I don't know if we've given them their proper due. So I want to do that real quick. I want to talk about our offensive and defensive lines here at Pellet Christian, because we talk about Landon Nenikov and what he did running the football, Breckenridge, what he did running the football, even throughout the night, even kind of trying to slow down their running game. It felt like really those two run plays were the extent of the Pleasantville rushing attack. The offensive and defensive lines, it felt like, really took a monumental leap forward into what you need them to be come district play.
No question. I think, and we saw glimpses, I think, in the scrimmage against Newton and then against Roland Story. But I think tonight you saw some sustained play on both sides of the line of scrimmage at the level. You know, some of our coaches said this is the hardest we've played, the most physical we've played since 2023. And I might agree with them. I thought it was a tough physical game. We did not back down. In fact, I thought we kind of ground on them. And that's why I went for two there at the end, because I felt like we kind of had them on the ropes. I thought we could knock them out. Really excited about our O-line, D-line. I think we got a lot of potential there. Really bodes well for our future.
That it does. Now, you prepare for a really long road trip to Trainer as this week goes on. I know that there's still going to be some things to clean up, but I think in practice, too, that's going to be one thing. We've not had a road game like this where it's a three-hour bus ride one way, 3 hours back home as well. As a team, how do you start mentally preparing for that in the week ahead, knowing that you're going to go there and you're going to get another tough fight, and this time it's not a 20, 30-minute drive down the road. It's 3 hours down the road.
Well, it is what it is. We got to get ready to play our best football. Trainer's a good team, but we made some big strides this week. We'll make some more big strides this next week. So I'm excited to get back to work, and I think our kids are too.
Absolutely. Coach Kakmarinski, appreciate the time. Looking forward to a great couple weeks coming up here. So, again, that's Rich Kakmarinski, head coach of the Pellet Christian football team, powered by Hy-Vee here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, following week two against Pleasantville.